Tammy Dickinson, the United States Attorney for the Western District of Missouri, most people think of that as Kansas City, has been on the job for a couple of months now. How much latitude do you have? Do programs come down from the Justice Department and say you should be focusing on, say, immigration here, drug cases there? Or can you pick and choose which areas you want to pursue prosecutions of here in the western side of Missouri?
The answer to that is yes and no. The Attorney General every year sends down broad range priorities for the Justice Department. So obviously we want to focus on the Attorney General's priorities and do cases that are in furtherance of those priorities. And then what cases we take underneath those are pretty much up to us.
Pretty much up to us might be, and might not be, the current Casey Nova, the Kansas City No Violence Alliance. And you came out a while back and said that you were willing to pursue any cases in which this alliance is attempting to clean up the violent crimes as much as possible, and that you would make federal what you could. Why did you do that?
I don't think that I can turn a blind eye sitting in this courthouse on 9th Street and pretend like we're oblivious to all of the crime that is going on around us and to say that we're not going to partner with them and participate and doing what we can to make the streets safer.
Why better federal?
Any sentence that is given in the federal system is without parole. No matter what the sentence is, you will serve it day for day. If you're facing 5 years in the state system, that's one thing, because those sentences are very parolable. They know that they serve, you know, a very low percentage of that time. But in the federal system, if they're a three-time felon, you're looking at 15 years for having a bullet in your pocket. And that's flat time.
Of the cases that are tried out of your office, and they have to number in easily in the hundreds,
yes,
per year, and maybe greater than that. What are the predominant types of crimes that are handled out of here?
The most, from a volume standpoint, is clearly guns and drugs. We do an awful lot of white collar crime, but those are much less volume driven. But the case sizes are bigger. We may have more defendants.
There have actually been cases that came through this courthouse that were prosecuted out of this office in which organized crime was the chief component of it, and the prosecutions were so effective that organized crime, at least in the Midwest and some of the western and southwest parts of the country, pretty much ceased to exist. You put them out of business. Is it possible in this day and age that in a situation like that might come up where effects are so far-reaching that you have actually done away with an entire criminal industry? Is that possible?
One could always hope. But the stream of drugs that are coming in from Mexico and from both coasts, it's tough to shut down the flow of those drugs. We're going to keep trying, no doubt about it. And guns are very, very plentiful in this society. So it's not like we're not going to try. I'm just not going to lay bets on our success.
There was a time through much of history where no one with criminal intent ever touched a federal prosecutor, a federal judge. Who protects you and all of your people?
If there is a threat made against us, those threats are taken very seriously by the United States Marshal Service, and they would, along with other police agencies, do a threat assessment on that. How real is it? Is it immediate? And they would be, the U.S. Marshals would be the ones that would protect us in that case. And they've assured me that they would do whatever it took to protect us against harm.
Have you or your office had any of those in recent memory?
Yes.
Were they taken care of expeditiously?
Yes.
Tammy Dickinson, the new U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Missouri. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure.